Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What you have not come in contact with or touched? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So, I'm a scuba diver. I've called in and talked to you guys about diving with great white sharks and stuff. So, one of the things that I did as a beginner was I went down. One of the cool things was I got to touch a Moray Worsey, which is a huge fish that I couldn't even, like, put my hands around. And it has two different textures on it. So that was really cool. But when I came up from that dive, there was a mooring line that was covered in red poo, and I didn't have gloves on. And I messed around and was touching that. Well, I got some kind of mite in the palm of my hand.
Ew.
And the only way to kill it was to use fresh water. And then at night, I smothered my hands in Vaseline and put them in latex gloves and literally had to, like, drown or suffocate these little mites where they would come out of my skin. And it was itchy and awful.
If only that were on OnlyFans, you'd have made a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez, man.
You had me with Vaseline in the palm. Then when you put the glove on, I lost.
Who wouldn't want to watch that? Oh, no, she's got bugs in her hands. Woo! Hey, so you mentioned you go down scuba diving and you're touching all these different fish, and then my mind goes to terrible places. So do the fish ever get mad that you just touch them? Like, if I just walk up to someone, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to touch that person.
On the fish.
They'd freak out. And do fish ever just come up and touch you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you definitely have, so they're curious, you know, so some of them will come right up to you, and then some of them, you know, just scurry away from you. So number one, there's a lot of stuff that you're not supposed to touch by law, like turtles and things like that. So,
but do you want to? Like, if you could,
if you knew
that you would never get caught, would you touch a turtle?
They do bump into you. You're just not supposed to touch them.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if it bumps into you, that's one. Would you intentionally get in a turtle's way just so you can touch a turtle?
I have swam next to a turtle where it accidentally hit me on.
Sure. Okay, sure.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you this question.
It kind of like a strip club, man.
They can touch you.
No.
I always think about turtles like a strip club.
You cannot touch the stripper, but she can touch you.
What if I have a no-touch rule? And she violated that.
Hey, hang on. I'm just saying. Just think about swimming with these turtles and fish.
Right. It's like a strip club.
It's like a strip club. Hands to yourself. If one of them touches you, great.
All next time I watch Finding Nemo and Crush shows up, I'm going to tell my kids, hey, think of this dude as like a strip club.
I'm going to ask you a question. Maybe you'll know the answer.
Sad part is when your son goes, I know.
What's going to happen to you, Dad?
So, you see these videos where people are out on a kayak or whatever, and an orca will come up or a porpoise or whatever the deal is.
Tina.
Okay. So I'm paddling along, and all of a sudden an orca comes up beside me. All right, am I allowed to reach out and touch and give him a little pet on the back there?
Or, on the blowhole, only on the blowhole.
Or is this back to the stripper rule that Ted has, where I cannot, even if the orca's coming up like, "Hey, bro, how you doing, man? And I'm like, hey, man.
I mean, if I'm in a kayak, I think it's fine. As I would be like, get away.
No, that's what you do with a killer whale.
I'm not pushing a 2,000 pound.
I'm gonna maybe the last thing Ted does.
I'm just gonna get a little.
I just want to snuggle.
You know what I'm saying, get a little rub, man. Like, hey, what's up, bro?
Oh wait, can you legally touch a killer whale?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you can. I think it's back to what Ted says.
Do you know, Tony? Can I legally touch one?
I'm not sure about the orcas. I know in Norway you can actually go freely in the ocean, and they have a spot that you swim with the orcas, but it's the orcas' choice to come to that area where the humans are.
Yeah, it's its choice.
Well, pursue them.
I've seen divers who are like off the Yucatan Peninsula. They go up and touch tiger sharks. And, you know, just kind of, you know.
They're great.
Right. Well, that's Mexico. So
is it also a Tony joke? The tiger and the Tony?
Right. There you go.
All right. Well done.
Yeah. What should you have not come in contact with or touch? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, I don't think it's illegal to touch killer whale. It's just highly unrecommended.
Yeah, but Miles is right. So,
I mean,
okay,
dude, the thing just comes right up to me.
Give me a little stroke.
Oh, what
on my
about
hole,
one that
Miles.
Is legal? I'm kayaking, and this big ass sea turtle pops up. Right. Like his flipper, like high fives.
Okay,
me. If I high five him back, like if I violated the law,
yeah. Or
technically yes.
Okay, so in my mind, wow. This it's the same as those zombie sea otters, or I'm sorry, seals that are down in California that are getting infected with that bacteria.
Yeah, yeah, the
and
algae.
Have the crazy eyes, the algae, and then they jump up on kayaks and all this stuff.
Right, they're tagging
and
biting people.
They're tagging people. Well, if they come after me, man, I'm knocking his ass out.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to try to.
And I still you honestly him. Think you could knock
But what if he came up real friendly?
One punch, you get yeah. the punch.
What if he came up real friendly and then it sat up on the front of the kayak because there, maybe there's an orca under
him? That means there's a killer whale.
He doesn't want to get
then you can touch both.
Then I can pet him.
Self-defense is different than having your own little my friend the octopus moment here, Miles.
What am I going to pass on to a killer whale by rubbing his back for a minute?
You don't know. That's
hey,
the
bro,
point.
What's happening, man?
I don't know. It just says it's dangerous for you and that whale.
Yeah.
I've been to
SeaWorld. How is it dangerous for the whale?
Like
I think if we asked an orca, okay, hey, man, look,
Miles
we got this thing.
Yeah.
We might touch you. Look at me. Are you threatened at all?
Yeah.
Orca be like,
are you
kidding?
Are you Tillicum? Are we good? Cool, man. I'm going to give you a rub on the back, you know?
And Tillicum the one that kept eating people.
Yeah. I'm drowning and playing with him.
Yeah.
What?
You remember Tillicum the killer whale?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What?
He started in Vancouver, ended up in Florida, kill people.
SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. He just ran through trainers, man. I mean, just like,
I mean, what
Jesus
they did to that one girl was awful.
Him. Yes.
They said they thought they were, like, playing a game with her, but they basically just bounced her around.
They got tired of it.
That's what the killer whale said. The killer whale's like, we knew exactly what we were doing.
What should you have not have come in contact with or touched? 206-803-RUN.
Right, whereas humans, when they commit murders, they say stuff like, you thought I was playing?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Still think you can pet the orca, Ted.
Kill the whale says I'm entirely different. Who knew?
I don't know. We're just playing.
Okay, what if you're swimming and the orca swims up to you, right? Yeah.
Again, I'm pushing him away.
You're pushing the orca away.
But I'm not going
to leave him alone. Why do you need to touch him? Why would you push him away?
Because I'm scared. Top in the water
sorry,
with
Ted's
an orca.
Reaction is more logical than Miles.
What if he wants you to free William? You know what I mean? Just get on the back and put your arms
I don't give a damn.
For a picture.
Four pictures.
Did that
ever
happen in that movie, or is that just the cup?
I think it was just
no. That happened.
All right.
No.
Did it?
He jumped up and over the barricade, and the kid was like, "Yeah!" And that's how
that
right. But the kid wasn't on top of Willie.
No, the kid never.
Right. Miles is talking about riding it like a horse.
Talking about
no, that
Willie.
Never happened.
Right.
It's not a thing.
Okay.
Riding a damn whale, Miles.
Somebody here said you guys are going to give all the killer whales your mouth herpes. It's very possible.
See, that's why you don't touch the killer whales.
You can touch those whale sharks, though. People are always touching them.
They always go up and touch them. Why is that? Is that like a rite of passage? You think
the
whale shark is like...
It doesn't have teeth. It's very nice.
Yeah.
But someone says they don't sit still.
I wonder if that whale shark is like, God damn it.
These people are so
why
creepy.
Are they always touch
me? They literally jump in the water when
I
come by. They touch me.
I watched Orca when I was a kid. This guy's a great movie. I already gave this family money. So he's going to be cool. I went to SeaWorld when I was a kid, man. This guy knows this.
Did you go to SeaWorld?
Yeah.
Never went to SeaWorld.
Orlando. What should you have not have come in contact with or touched? 206-803-ROCK. The weird one was Akron, Ohio.
What, SeaWorld in Akron, Ohio?
That's a weird place to have a killer whale.
Yeah.
It's not native?
No.
Does the National Aquarium in Baltimore, does it still have the seals and dolphins that do the show?
They don't do the show anymore, but they have
They have, like, little whales.
They had dolphins last time I was there. It was, like, 6 years ago, maybe.
But then they have a specific kind of smaller whale that would do tricks, too.
Did they? Jesus.
At Dolphin Cay in the Bahamas, they've got a...
touch their penis.
They got a porpoise that they picked up that kind of came to them that was one that was lost from the New Orleans Aquarium during Katrina.
So he swam his ass to Florida.
So he was free.
Hey.
He was free, and then he comes up to this place, and somehow they nabbed his ass and took him in there.
I think the food is easier.
I think he was also tagged, so they knew who he was.
But also, if you're that guy, like you're like, oh, what is my freedom? Then you get out there, and you got to actually.
It's scary, man.
Yeah, he's got to hunt those fish himself.
The sharks.
Like, then it's like, oh, there's another one of those dolphin jails. Yeah, let me go there and get free food.
These guys, Texas, orcas are apex predators in the water. You're not touching an orca. Well, I'm not a predator in the water. I'm just a dude.
Yes, you are.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wherever you go, you're a predator.
I'm not a predator in the water. I'm not touching him there.
It's kind of like saying award winner.
I'm touching him on the top, brother. What did you have not come in contact with or touched? 206-803.
I don't know why. If I was ever just randomly in Golden Gardens and saw you in the water, I'd be like,
hey,
predator of the water. No, that guy, work with him. He's not supposed to be on this beach. What's he in danger to? A lot of things, but mostly the orcas.
He wants to touch the blowhole.
It was a Titleist.
He wants to rub it like a DJ.
I yanked it out.
Predator in the water.
Predator in the water. Look out. Save the whales.
Right. Right.
Dude at the pool in Vegas. Predator in the water.
Unfortunately, in Vegas, there's a lot of predators in the water.
Like 18 guys run out. Like, oh, I just went home. I mean, all of them.
Right. Bunch of hookers in there.